Part 5, Creating the Ideal Environment You Can Enjoy for 100 Years. Chapter 11, Enjoy Your Environment and Make the Most of Your Journey. The truth is that the 100-year lifestyle is not just about getting to 100 at all. It is actually more about the journey. It is not just about quantity of years. It is about the quality of years that you live, so that whether you make it to 80, 90, 100, or 110, you make the most of every one of them along the way. The environments you create, both the internal environment within your mind and body and the external environment where you live, work, and play, will have a lot to do with how much you enjoy your journey. Perform this visualization with me. Describe your ideal environment. Begin with yourself, your ideal health, energy, and shape. Visualize the inner peace and personal confidence that you want. Picture yourself using your creativity and talents. Imagine using those talents to achieve mastery over something that can sustain you for the rest of your life. What's interesting is that when you define your ideal living environment, you will often see a pattern emerge along your family tree. One woman I came across in my travels started a new career in pottery while she was in her 40s and later discovered that her grandfather and great-grandfather were also potters, and pretty famous ones at that. You will find the greatest fulfillment when you can draw on your innate talents throughout your life. So imagine the rest of your 100 years with this in mind. Describe your ideal living environment. Now describe your ideal external environment. Really get into the visualization so you can experience it with all of your senses. See the colors of your ideal environment, your home, your car, your office, and your vacations. What are the things that you would be doing to enjoy each day to the fullest? What are some outrageous goals you would like to achieve? Is your environment filled with trees, an ocean, lake, or river? How much fun are you having, and what is making life fun for you? Now that you've gone through this experience, answer this question. Are you living your ideal 100-year lifestyle? Is your current environment one that you can enjoy for the balance of your years? Is it a good starting point? If yes, what a fabulous foundation you have to build on. If not, get excited about the transition from where you are to where you want to be and get ready to enjoy your journey. There are three aspects of your environment that are important to consider in relation to creating your ideal 100-year lifestyle. 1. Your inner environment. Create a compelling vision for the rest of your life and develop the mindset to make it happen. It's got to come from you. 2. Your external environment. Live, work, and play in the ideal environment that resonates with your innate intelligence. Once you have the clarity, you can create and manifest your ideal environment. 3, congruency between your internal and external environments, which keeps conflicts away. Congruence between your words and your actions is powerful. Many people call it walking the talk. People who walk the talk have an inner strength regardless of their size, strength, or age. Their integrity shines through. They have a presence about them that is appealing and attractive. The relationship between your internal environment and your external environment is crucial to a healthy, passionate, prosperous life. Your internal environment is the one between your two ears and the one within your skin. It is your mind, body, and spirit. You are going to be the one that has to develop the vision for your life. If someone else does it for you, you will be living somebody else's 100-year lifestyle and not your own. The stress of this will cause an implosion and can eventually lead to all types of challenges. I have seen incongruence between a person's internal and external environments cause frustration to them in so many ways, costing them money, love, and health, to name a few. A few years ago, I went to visit one of my clients who was a family practice doctor. He wanted his practice to be filled with a lot of kids and families. He had taken all the extra training necessary to develop his skills in this area. This doctor had the financial backing of his parents, who wanted him to have the nicest office on the planet. They put him through school, found his location, and built one of the most beautiful offices I have ever seen. It was a great external environment. Unfortunately for this inexperienced doctor, they also decorated the office like his grandmother's living room. You know what I mean, the kind where everything is so perfect that you are afraid to leave a fingerprint on the counter. No matter how hard this doctor tried to attract families to his practice for care, he couldn't do it. People were afraid they would mess up his beautiful space. It was not the ideal environment for families, even though in his heart that is what he wanted to attract. This incongruence cost him dearly until he finally changed his environment. He changed the coffee table from sharp, pointy-edged glass to rounded corners with wood. He added some stuffed animals and a video game to his reception area. He put some family-friendly posters up. These subtle changes to his external environment, which were congruent with his internal environment, turned his practice around overnight. We've spent so much time on giving you the health and energy to live a long, healthy life. Now let's take the steps to fully enjoy the journey every step of the way. Chapter 12, Creating Your Ideal Environment Wherever You Go. Now it's time to create the vision for your extended life so that the rest of your life is exciting, inspiring, and one that you would want to live, remembering change principle number 3, approach change with your ideal 100-year lifestyle in mind. The fact is that if you do not have a vision for your life with exciting new goals to achieve and things to accomplish, then you are going to have to create it. The more clearly you can visualize it, the more likely you will be able to transition to it immediately or over time, and the more fun the rest of your life will be. There is an old saying in the consulting world that goes something like this: take a successful business owner and put him or her in a failing business, and they will turn that business around and make it successful. On the other hand, if you take the owner of a failing business and put him or her in a successful one, it won't be too long before they turn that business around and drive it into the ground as well. You are at the perfect starting place to set up things exactly as you want if you are willing to change your mind and create a compelling vision for your future. And as you transition yourself with change principle number 2, make sure you acknowledge your progress along the way, because changing your environment is a process that takes time, unless you were like me and were forced there by a crisis. This happened to me in 1994, a time when I wanted to make a lot of changes in my life. I was in my early 30s, I had a young family, I had a growing practice, and I was working only 20 miles from home, but the commuter traffic kept me in the car much more than I wanted. The strain of trying to make everything work was affecting my work life and my family life. I wanted to move my office closer to home. However, my office was in a great location and I was reluctant to make the change. I had a terrific practice and I was established there. Fear of the unknown kept me stuck in place. I didn't know if my clients would follow me to a new location and if I could build an equally successful practice in another part of town. I also knew that I wanted to change the environment of that office. It had become stifling because my practice had grown so much that the original layout of the office had created some capacity issues and flow problems as we grew. So I stayed stuck for a while. Eventually, it took a crisis for me to make the change. The crisis came in the form of a little old lady who lost control of her car in the parking lot, stepped on the gas pedal instead of the brakes, and plowed her car right through the center of my office at 40 miles per hour. Ouch! Can you imagine that? I had the first drive-through chiropractic office in history. Thank God this happened just before my busiest time with patients, so there were only a few people in the office. Initially, I was really traumatized. All I could see was the destruction in my external environment. It was like I had blinders on that blocked out the possibilities that existed after the destruction. Around a week later, with the help of my wife and some good friends and family members, I realized that I needed to start thinking about the situation differently. I could either continue to play the victim, or I could shift my environment. Finally, I decided to view the crisis as an opportunity to make the changes that I had wanted to make for a long time. What happened then was miraculous. I started to get excited about the opportunity to recreate my vision. I realize now, because of the accident, I could do it and save the demolition costs. It was an opportunity to set up the office to help more people. I also decided that maybe this was the time to move and open a second office. I began to drive around my home neighborhood and see if there were any new office locations that were available. The ideal space that I had been looking at within a mile of my house became available that day. I got psyched, and within 2 months, I opened a new office right where I wanted to be. The opportunity was right there, but I wouldn't have seen it if I wasn't willing to change my mind about things and open up to acting on my vision and building a compelling future. Get creative and use some different lobules of your brain. The opportunity that we all have with longevity is incredible. We have the chance to learn and to use what we learn over time to continue to build our lives. What a great gift. This is what I call a lobule jump, referring to the different parts of the brain called lobules we use to perform certain tasks and solve problems. Rather than getting caught up in a certain thought pattern, which can lead to overanalyzing and paralysis of analysis, you can open up your mind to see things differently by shifting to a different lobule of your brain. I remember working with a patient who was having a lot of trouble with her spine. She was in a really stressful job and was sitting around 10 hours a day. She would then go home and wouldn't eat properly or exercise and just crash on the couch and sit there until bedtime. She loved her chiropractic care because she always felt better when she got adjusted, but she would continually recreate her problems by the way she was living her life. Every other aspect of her environment, from the way she thought, sat, and ate, to the way she structured her day, was destructive. I spoke with her about changing her internal environment from the way she thought to the way she ate to the way she exercised. On top of that, I also advised her on ways to change her external environment from where she ate to where she shopped to how she spent her day. Changing her environment, both internal and external, was important for producing lasting change to her quality of life. It was amazing because by making these changes, she was able to end the destructive patterns that were holding her back. She was able to take her health to the next level, and this began to spill over into the rest of her life. Lobule jumping is about opening up opportunities and possibilities and moving past mental obstacles. If you keep doing the same things you always do, you're going to keep getting the same things you always get. The easiest way to make a lobule jump is to simply take action. That may simply mean accepting the situation at first and then taking appropriate action. What does this look like? Well, I think of my wife's grandfather, Hyman Sperling. Papa High turns 100 this year. He's a special man and very dear to our family. In 1992, he lost his house during a hurricane. He was in his mid-80s and had to rebuild his life from scratch. I asked him about it recently. "What is there to talk about?" he said. "It was a hurricane. It destroyed the house, the furniture, and everything in it. All we salvaged were some clothes that we wore. That's all." There was no pity, no analysis, although maybe a touch of anger. The key was that he took action. There was an apartment available in Coral Springs. We took it. We paid around $3,500, and we lived there for 6 weeks. So we got out of there and bought an apartment in Palm Springs, and that is where I'm living now. In times of crisis, always think change principle number 2, think progress, not perfection. Change the way you think. You can change your life by changing the way you think. By using different pathways and asking new questions, you can find exciting solutions. Thoughts can keep you in destructive patterns. Changing your thoughts about things can propel you into a human potential pattern that attracts your ideal 100-year lifestyle to you magnetically. Remember change principle number 1. Change is easy. Thinking about change is hard. Dare yourself to dream and then make your dreams come true. Think about the thoughts and attitudes you bring to every situation. Does the party get going when you get there, or does it fall apart? Does a room feel more comfortable when you are there, or do you create stress? Do you meet nice people wherever you go, or do you always find the jerk in the crowd? do you find a financial opportunity in every situation? The one commonality in every environment you enter is you. You are going to take yourself with you wherever you go. Rather than judge yourself, you have an opportunity to look at the results you are creating and decide if you like them. If you don't like them, you can decide whether you want to change them by changing your views and your vision. A change in your environment must begin with you. Accepting our current environment. Dr. C is one of my clients who has an office in Virginia. Since mastering many of these 100-year lifestyle principles, his patient base has grown dramatically. His income has nearly tripled, and he is having more fun than ever in his practice and his life. In the early stages of his training, he was an extremely stressed-out doctor. Every time one of his patients didn't do exactly what he wanted them to do, he would get severely stressed out. During the summer, when most of his clients were on vacation, he'd get mad that they would miss their appointments. His stress level was so high that he literally drove away close to 20 employees in 3 years. He was so busy trying to control everything that he was missing a terrific opportunity to take a much-needed break. One day, we were on the phone, and I asked him to stand up. Once he got up, I asked him to squat down as low as he could go and then jump up as high as he possibly could. I told him not to stop until he reached the clouds. He chuckled and didn't even try to jump. When I asked him why he was laughing, he told me that my request was ridiculous. I said, "I know it's ridiculous, but go ahead and do it anyway. Jump up and touch the clouds." He jumped, and obviously within 1 second his feet were back on the ground. When I asked him why he came back to the ground, he laughed again and said, "Gravity." "Are you angry at gravity?" I asked him. He said, "Of course not. I can't control the forces of gravity." Trying to control all the things that are out of your control is like trying to control gravity. Accepting the things that are out of your control and facing the reality of them will open the door to exciting opportunities. This simple conversation was life-changing to him because now, instead of getting angry when his entire town is on vacation, he vacations during that time himself. He has turned it into great playtime. He gets the rest, pleasure, and enjoyment of wonderful vacations without losing any real productivity, and he is much more energized and focused when he returns to work. What used to be a very difficult and challenging time for him has turned into a great opportunity because he was willing to change his view of the situation. He is using a different lobule. The issue about our issues. We all have issues. I've learned this from taking care of thousands of patients from all walks of life. It is amazing how different people respond to their issues, and we all have them. The question you have to ask yourself as you change your internal environment is, do you want to make your issues your life, or do you want to make your life your life? The people who are having the most fun and are also the most successful at reaching their goals and achieving balance are the ones who manage their issues while they live their ideal life. They make their life more important than their issues. When my father got sick with Alzheimer's, everyone in my family was in denial about his condition. My mother, on the other hand, knew that his condition was progressing rapidly. Her ability to accept her situation enabled her to make the best choices to deal with her issues and live her life. She handles her issues and my dad's issues while she also lives her life. While we all watched him deteriorate, we also watched her take the lead on the action steps necessary that in the long run were the best for him and the best for her, even though those decisions were difficult ones. What was amazing to me was that during this process, she continued to try and live her best life and make choices that were taking her down the best road for all of us who were involved. My father is now in a home, and my mother holds a position that enables her to use her skills as an adult educator. She is making a difference for others and helping people reach their full potential, which is her primary purpose in life. She transitioned from a high-stress, intense commute that would have kept her away from my dad to now working within 1 minute of where my father lives. She sees him nearly every day. She has remained loyal and loving to him after 45 years of marriage and through his illness, while also using her talents to make a difference as an educator, creating programs for seniors that improve their quality of life. Tap into your creativity. You have to be able to see your life as active, healthy, prosperous, and fun for 100 years in order to create a vision that is compelling. What would be a really exciting and fun life for you to live for the next 50 years? Begin to talk about it with your life partner, your friends, and your colleagues. Start to voice your vision and bring it into your consciousness. Putting words to it and continuing a dialogue will help you gain the clarity you need to attract the resources, people, and things you need to transition yourself from your current environment to your new one. Start asking questions that open your mind to being able to create a new experience for yourself. Open up to these new possibilities and begin to envision how you can change your environment and make it ideal. Don't just ask you, however. Get to know people who can be mentors for you at your stage of life. One thing I have learned about people who are winning in life is that they are usually very willing to help out others who are seriously committed to changing their lives. It's all about intent and the reasons behind your motivation. Widen your scope, think outside of yourself, and find a greater purpose, and you will begin to attract more good things with ease. Chapter 13, Balancing Your Internal and External Environments. This chapter was the hardest chapter in the book for me to write. When I initially went through the manuscript, I completed every chapter and was ecstatic about them. When I got to this chapter, I wrote a fragmented outline and could not really get the flow going. It drove me crazy that I could not get this chapter done, knowing how important environment is to the 100-year lifestyle. Finally, I realized what the problem was. My external environment was stagnant. It was stifling me. It was cluttered. It wasn't fresh. It had an accumulation of stuff that was no longer significant to me and was just taking up space. There were old clothes stuffed in our closets that were out of style and didn't fit right anymore. There were numerous repairs that needed to be made to the house, along with several unfinished projects. We had been talking about moving for the last few years and left our environment in limbo along with this chapter. Wouldn't you know, I had to fix my own external environment before I could finish. I declared a family workday, and Lisa, the kids, and I went on a cleansing binge. We freed up the space, throwing out 100 big bags of garbage, giving away 20 bags of clothes, and 11 boxes of books to charity. After that, this chapter came together for me instantly. Change really is much easier than thinking about change. Is your environment stifling you, or is it the one that you can enjoy for the balance of your years? Do you have 50 incomplete projects laying around? How are they impacting your energy? Are you feeling stuck? Take action immediately by changing your external environment. Start with where you are and begin to cleanse. Cleaning up your environment opens up the space for new, exciting ideas and opportunities that will free your creative spirit and bring freshness into your life. Some ways to control your external environment. One way of reducing stress caused by your environment is to get in the habit of completing activities that you begin. I have a good friend who has 10 major projects going on at once in his home, and it is really causing a lot of stress to his family. Loose ends can make you lose your mind. Further, make sure your environment is in line with your personality. When Lisa and I moved into our first home, we invested a lot of money to decorate it. We were young and excited, and we decided on a style that was exactly like our parents' style. While the decor was first class and nice, we realized a few months later that while it was beautiful, it wasn't our style. As you gain maturity, you really begin to connect with your own style. From the clothes you wear to the colors in your home, you can totally change the look and feel of your life by cultivating a willingness to think outside your box and experiment with different styles. Also, reconsider time that you don't have any control over. For instance, not too long ago, one of my patients took a new job that required her to spend a total of 2 hours in her vehicle commuting to and from work. While the job alleviated some of her financial stress, it added to her emotional and mental stress. In fact, the aggravation and anxiety that accompanied sitting in traffic became so acute that it interfered with her ability to work once she finally got into the office. I helped her to see this new circumstance as an opportunity. I pointed out to her that an hour each way translated into 10 hours a week, or 520 hours a year of time that she now had to develop her knowledge and skills in any endeavor she wishes. She can use the time to listen to self-help or motivational programs, learn a language, hear an audiobook, or tutor herself in business or other areas of interest. Soon she began to see this time as a resource and as an opportunity for growth. She no longer lets her commute time cause her stress. Experiences that you give yourself. Try changing your external environment from the drugstore to the health food store. You'd be amazed at how many millions of people who used to depend on drugs for everyday living now just choose to eat healthier, take supplements, get adjusted, and exercise regularly to ensure they are as healthy as possible. Change things up and begin to view the world a little differently to stimulate your creativity. Destructive patterns in your environment reinforce your current life. For example, driving to the liquor store on your way home each night will ensure that you drink. Going out for ice cream every night will ensure that you continue to pack on the pounds. Replace these destructive energy patterns with new human potential patterns and support them with healthy 100-year lifestyle environment choices. A common mistake we make is to try to prove to ourselves that we are past our old habits by pushing ourselves back into negative patterns and trying to resist them. In reality, this is neither growth nor change. It's like you've taken a vacation from the real you. Stick to the same patterns and before you know it, you'll be back to the same routine, suffering from the same challenges as before. You'll know that you're really past something when you have shut the door on it forever and don't feel the urge to look back. This is a sign of real change. Create an external environment that resonates with your internal environment and supports your human potential pattern. Take all of your old memorabilia in your home that is no longer relevant or supportive of the next phase of your life and box it up. If it is relevant but part of your history, move it to a designated place in your home where you keep all of your past. Designate this area as your personal museum and fill the rest of your environment with things that inspire your future or help you make the most enjoyment out of your present. Do the same thing at work by filling your environment with elements that enhance a positive and productive attitude. When you enjoy your space at home, at work, in your car, and in your daily activities, you will feed the lifestyle you desire and deserve. Be congruent inside and out. The key is to create an external environment that is congruent with your internal one. This congruency will give you peace of mind, keep you centered, and establish an environment and lifestyle that is uniquely important to you. When your internal and external environment are not congruent, the consequences can be destructive. I noticed an example of incongruence one day when I saw a beautiful Mercedes convertible stopped at a traffic light with the music blasting. At first glance, I noticed the car and said to myself, "Wow, that's a beautiful car." Then I thought to myself, "That person must be very successful." Finally, I looked through the window and saw a 300-pound man crammed into the driver's seat with the steering wheel pressing a 2-inch indent into his stomach. I wondered how he got in there. I wonder how he gets out. And how on earth does he drive with the steering wheel wedged against his bulging abdomen? This unfortunate soul is headed for a serious crisis, and I'm not sure which will come first, the car accident or the heart attack. I wonder how long he will be able to enjoy that beautiful automobile. Additional areas of incongruence can be living above your means, tolerating abusive relationships, eating healthy, or starving yourself all day and binging at night, and compromising your voice by not speaking up when you know you have something valuable to say. Congruency with your internal environment and your external one will help you create your ideal 100-year lifestyle and give you the inner peace to enjoy the journey every step of the way. Caring for our global environment. Let's spend a few minutes talking about the environment that we all share, our planet. As the world's population continues to grow, the impact of this growth is likely to catch up to us. As the world's population grows, it is more important than ever that we live in sync with our environment and not put short-term gains ahead of our collective long-term health and well-being. Let's be quality of life motivated versus crisis motivated when it comes to our natural resources. We know we all want to breathe clean air and drink clean water. We all want to enjoy the oceans, mountains, lakes, and streams. Every choice we make affects our environment, from the way we dispose of our waste products to the items we buy in the store. Green is predicted to be one of the growth industries in this millennium, and thank goodness. After all, why live to 100 if there's not going to be a planet to enjoy? The key thing to remember is that you don't have to uproot your life to be green. There are a million and one little things you can start doing today to protect your environment. They include recycling, turning off lights, and installing a dehumidifier onto your central air conditioning system to pull moisture out of the air in the summer. If you are building a home, look into construction materials and, most importantly, builders that work in sync with the environment. Like the titration experiment we discussed in life-changing principle number 2, every drop counts. The 100-year lifestyle action plan for lasting change. Number 1, have gratitude and appreciate your current environment. Look for the good and make the most of your current environment. If you are not willing to take the time to begin constructing your future in your current environment, you will probably recreate the past in your new one if you move. 2, begin to develop your vision for your ideal 100-year lifestyle. Verbalize your dreams with people who are close to you, who you trust to support you in creating it. Keep a journal of things that are important to you for your internal and external environment. Continue to define and redefine with more and more clarity your ideal 100-year lifestyle. 3, complete the attitudes that attract exercise. Begin to train yourself to think outside the box and magnetically attract what you want. Catch yourself when your thoughts move into destructive patterns and immediately shift yourself back to your ideal mindset. 4, let go of trying to control the things that are out of your control. Focus on things that you can change. Through this acceptance and letting go process, you will begin to formulate a transition strategy that will help you change your environment. 5, describe your ideal home and work environments. Identify any changes that you can immediately make to improve your environment and make it more enjoyable. 6, start having more fun and enjoying the journey now. Look for the good in every situation. Appreciate your progress and the lessons you have learned. They have set the stage for you to maximize the rest of your 100 years. 7. Be good to the planet. Become environmentally conscious and encourage your family and friends to go green. We are all in this together. Part 6. Building a rock-solid support system you can enjoy for 100 years. Chapter 14, Connecting with Multiple Generations and Circles of People. This chapter is about creating a rock-solid support system that you can enjoy for 100 years. I call this the surround sound system of support. Study after study has shown that strong social relationships are essential for a healthy mind and body, while also enhancing our life experience. They reduce some of the bad effects of stress and help speed recovery from psychological and physical illness. They also support our desire for longevity. After all, nobody wants to make it to 100 alone. Relationships sustain us. Here are 7 ways to immediately bring companionship into your life. Eat with a friend, go for a walk with a friend, go to the gym, go shopping, go to the movies, take a vacation, devote yourself to a cause. The Journal of the American Medical Association recently reported on a study in which several hundred volunteers were exposed to a cold virus. The study showed that the volunteers with the most socially diverse networks were the most disease resistant. Only 35% of the volunteers with 6 or more close relationships caught the cold. But 65% of the volunteers with 3 or fewer close relationships caught it. It's exciting news to know that good support is not only more fun, but it also makes a difference. So many factors that affect our quality of life are under our control. Now it is time to establish the support that you'll need for life. You may be pretty adept at this, or you may be starting out and need some guidance. A support system is really pretty easy to create. However, it's going to require an investment of time. The place you begin with is yourself. As I'm sure you've heard before, this is one of the most important relationships you'll ever have. The way you treat yourself is reflected in all of your key relationships. You magnetically attract people and circumstances into your life based on the energy and effort you put into nurturing them. We've all heard the expression, you teach people how to treat you. They watch how you treat yourself and learn from you how you like to be treated. If you are surrounded by people who are abusive to you, ask yourself, am I one of them? One of the things you may notice is that if you have implemented the strategies on energy we have discussed, stopped destructive habits that were killing you, adopted the healthcare hierarchy, and implemented a self-care and healthcare regimen, destructive people and circumstances in your life will begin to stand out like a sore thumb. Many people don't realize we have the power to attract in our lives exactly what we need. You attract what you need by nurturing yourself and staying true to yourself by being authentic. Don't look for someone else to make it all better. Have patience, and most importantly, don't hide your true nature. Nurture it. One of my clients runs her own business, is a single mom, and the breadwinner for her family. She was always trying to figure out how to handle everything and kept looking outside herself for support. But she was never able to find what she needed. She kept hoping that a knight in shining armor would save her. Several times she made comments to me such as, I don't know how much longer I can go on like this. One day in a coaching session, I told her, you're not going to get the support you need until you are willing to support yourself. And then I asked her to consider this. If you were the only place where support existed, what would you do differently today? How would you give yourself the support you need? She said, I'd start my days differently by taking some time for myself early in the morning before the kids get up. When I take my son to baseball practice, I'd exercise instead of simply sitting there waiting for the practice to be over. She said she would create relationships that would support her in taking care of the kids' activities, including carpools and tutorials. She would take a vacation and go to a spa at least twice a year to really pamper herself. And she also said, she would spend more time thinking through the upcoming week so that her days would have order to them and would go more smoothly. I was excited by how easy it was for her to come up with so many ideas. She knew what she needed to do, but she was still frantically looking for the answers outside of herself. Sometimes the rock-solid support arrives in a form that you weren't expecting, and you end up rejecting it. When you are under stress, your mind can become narrowly focused. As a result, you miss opportunities and solutions that are right in front of you. This is why it is so important to nurture yourself, especially during times of transition and stress. When you focus on attracting solutions instead of scrambling to grasp for them, you are receptive to the good stuff that will invariably come your way naturally. Building on that is how you will ultimately transition to a better place and attract the support you are looking for. Once you know how to support yourself, which for many of us takes the first 30, 40, or 50 years of our lives, it becomes easier to ask for the right type of support from others. You may be the kind of person who needs quiet time. Ask for it. You may need to exercise in a way that's different from your partner. Go for it. Do the things that you need to do for yourself, and you'll discover that you have so much more to give to your relationships. Support yourself. Establish a personal renewal recipe. Have you ever returned home from a vacation and felt completely refreshed? Have you ever said to someone you love, "I feel like a new person"? Well, what were you doing when that happened? What made you feel that way? What if you set up your life with this renewal in mind? Wouldn't it be great if your work gave you a sense of renewal, fed your passion, and stimulated your mind as well as your pocketbook? Wouldn't it be exciting if the rest of your daily routines did the same? Making personal renewal a part of your lifestyle is what will surely keep your mind, body, and spirit young, regardless of your age. Support and renew your body through movement. A great first action when you wake up in the morning is to move every joint in your body. Stand up straight with your feet together and breathe in. As deep as you can. Hold it for 5 seconds. Feel the air enter spaces in your lungs you don't normally utilize. As the air enters, raise your arms above your head. After 5 seconds, blow the air out hard while you lower your arms, again to the count of 5. Repeat this exercise 5 times with your eyes closed, and then begin to move every part of your body, one at a time, beginning with the top of your head. Roll your eyes in a clockwise direction and then reverse. Do the same with your neck, slowly rolling it in a full range of motion and then reversing it. Do each direction 3 to 5 times. Scrunch up all your facial muscles by making a lot of funny faces and then release them. This may seem silly, but most of us aren't utilizing our bodies to anywhere near their capabilities. This creates a state of imbalance and disharmony inside of us. We are made to move through much greater ranges of motion than our 21st century lives call for. When you start the day stretching this way, you will wake up your entire body and feel energized instantly. Continue stretching your way throughout your body. Include your shoulders, elbows, wrists, fingers, chest, waist, upper and lower spine, hips, knees, feet, and toes. If you like the feeling you get from this type of full body movement, yoga would be a fantastic exercise for you. Every cell of your body will begin to wake up, and you'll like it. The cracks that you hear will remind you that you are not a kid, but assume your healthful workout is slowing down the aging process and just focus on working out the kinks. You might inform your doctor of chiropractic, medical doctor, massage therapist, or personal trainer about the places you feel the most kinked up so they can help you work through it and help you rebuild your body in the healthiest, best way. Go through these motions 2 to 3 times a day, and they will keep your body awake and regenerated. It only takes 5 minutes, but the awakening will help you feel alive. I recently attended a car control clinic with my 15-year-old son, Jacob, after he received his learner's permit. One key point made by the instructor is that most driving is done without turning the wheel through its full range of motion. The average turn only takes the wheel through a half to one full revolution. This becomes a habit for most of us, and especially for teenagers. Young drivers are actually often afraid to really turn the wheel all the way, which can sometimes cause them to experience unnecessary accidents. When I heard this, I thought automatically of the way we treat our bodies. Our lives have grown so sedentary, we forget the multitude of tasks that our bodies are designed to do. A very important aspect of the 100-year lifestyle is to have confidence in your body so it can support you with any activity you choose. Making personal renewal a part of your lifestyle will give you the body confidence you need for the next 40 or 50 years. You also renew your body and mind through rest. Getting enough sleep and getting quality sleep is important. Have the right bed and pillow to support your spine and body type. If you share your bed with your life partner and you have different shapes, both of you should be able to customize your side of the mattress. You both deserve the right support for you. The next level of support, after the support of yourself, is that of your family and close friends. We often tend to take these relationships for granted. Just like the relationships with ourselves, we overlook their importance. However, you'll find that the quality of your life will skyrocket when you invest in the relationships that are closest to home. Today, ask your partner, what are the changes you are trying to make in your life? How can I support you? Really listen to your partner and then follow through to make those changes a part of your new 100-year lifestyle. As a couple, ask, what are the changes we know we need to make? What action steps can we undertake today to make those changes part of our new 100-year lifestyle? Give each other the opportunity to voice what is important and then support each other in making the changes you know that you need to make. Your primary relationship has a major impact on your health. Studies have documented the health and economic benefits of a happy marriage, and they have chronicled the cost of an unhappy marriage, divorce, and death. Studies have determined that divorce and widowhood create stress, which has been linked to chronic health problems. Couples or singles who live with aging parents or grandparents often show negative consequences in terms of their physical, cognitive, or emotional health, especially if their primary relationship is not strong. Keeping your primary relationship strong is essential to the quality of life you want and deserve. The next level of surround sound support is to connect with people who have interests that are similar to yours. Look for them while pursuing some of your favorite activities, like attending worship services, traveling, mentoring, spending time with friends, and working. Lean on them for support and offer them support as well. One of the greatest fears and challenges of aging is loneliness and being alone. When we are younger and surrounded by children, their youthful energy can be contagious and make us feel young. There are a lot of birthday parties to attend, anniversaries to celebrate, births, confirmations, bar mitzvahs, and many other opportunities to celebrate. Our calendars are filled with celebrations of the joys of being alive, with an occasional funeral thrown into the mix. This type of balance makes it easier to stay positive and motivated on a daily basis. These celebrations make life fun. For many in our current generation of seniors and centenarians, they unfortunately experience many more funerals than parties. The imbalance between celebrations and sadness can lead to depression and hopelessness. Loss is going to be a reality of our extended lifespans. If you only have one circle of friends, you will put yourself in a position to be extremely depressed in the event of a significant loss. The more circles you have, and the more places in which you are meaningfully connected, the easier it is going to be for you to enjoy your longevity. You will be more able to cope with loss and stay passionately engaged in life. We recently hosted a huge celebration in honor of my son Corey's 13th birthday. Papa High flew up from Florida to be with us, and when he got there, he looked every second of his 99 years. By the time he left the weekend, he looked 15 years younger. Being around a different circle of people that included four generations of family literally brought back his youthful energy. Certainly, grief is a part of the process of loss, but when your life is multidimensional, it is easier to move forward. Building relationships with three, four, even five generations of people balances you and stimulates your youthfulness. When you maintain relationships across generations, you stay in touch with the radically changing world in which we live. This keeps your senses young and sharp. Further, don't overlook the value of purpose. Seniors who are retired and not involved in a profession, religious organization, or a volunteer group are at a higher risk of health problems, including depression. Staying involved in things that are important to you will give you a reason to get up every morning. The more you give to multiple generations and multiple circles of people, the more support that will come back to you when you need it at times of loss. Treasure the relationships closest to you, even if they come in a form that you weren't expecting. Restructured families are becoming the norm. They tend to take shape with a lot of emotional baggage. You may have experienced this in your own life or in the life of one of your children. Many people have a tendency to pull back from these types of relationships and resist the change intensely. What would happen if, instead, you refrain from judging too much in these situations and reach out to your new family? Harmony within these relationships is essential and can eliminate a lot of unnecessary stress. These families are not going away. They are going to be part of our lives for the rest of our lives. Accepting this and treating each other with mutual respect, love, support, and admiration is going to be important to ensure the quality of life we desire for 100 years and beyond. To resist this is a complete energy drain, like resisting gravity, as we saw earlier. Why bring the stress into our lives? Why waste the energy trying to control others or being righteous about our anger and disconnectedness? Relationships with stepchildren and step-grandchildren can enhance the quality of your life and can assist you in developing a support system for your present and future. What you put out comes back to you. You can't expect to receive down the road if you don't give the support now. Understand that we can choose the amount of time we spend with these people and the level of involvement they have in our lives. But to deny their existence and push those relationships away just perpetuates separation and pain. Multiple generations are going to have to learn to get along, work together, and support each other for the good of society as a whole. How can we do this? How do we balance our old world values with the technological advances in this high-paced, rapidly changing world? To do so requires an understanding and appreciation of generations outside our own. The other night, we had our parents over for dinner. We were talking around the table about this very issue. I ended up, accidentally, hurting my father's feelings when I said that he was old-fashioned. But I meant it as a compliment. As I have grown into my mid-40s, I have realized that old-fashioned values, like prioritizing family, being spiritually grounded, and having a good work ethic, name, and reputation are very important to an individual's success in life and to the foundation of our culture. What is also important to him, however, is the adventurousness that comes from a youthful mind. Blending these values and accepting the gifts that each generation has to offer can build relationships that keep the older generations younger and energetic while keeping the younger generations wise beyond their years. The first 40 to 50 years of your life, you are building the skills to really maximize the last 40 to 50 years. If you are 50 years old today, think about what you knew and what you were learning 50 years ago. Do you think you've learned a few things since then? Was your learning conscious? Did you choose your learning? During kindergarten through eighth grade, you embraced your environment and got to know how to interact with the other children. You also got to know some basic skills. In high school, you learned how to rebel, along with the skills to get you to college. Maybe you decided to learn a trade. Maybe you didn't learn much at all and just parted your brains out. Either way, you collected experiences that on some level have shaped your life today. Now, here you are with maybe 40, 50, or 60 years left. Do you think that there are a few more things you might like to learn and master over the remainder of these decades? You have plenty of time to get excited about mastering new skills, taking adventures, traveling the world, experiencing different cultures, starting a new business, and much more. One of my good friends and colleagues, Dr. Russ Pavkov, helped his mother, Helen Pavkov, publish her first book of poetry, Through Sunshine and Shadow, at 93 years of age. Helen worked with her grandson, Tim, to key her words into the computer, and her daughter, Catherine, did the book's illustrations. Her other daughters, Janet, Peg, and Carol, proofread her work and organized the poems into topics and chapters. What a great multi-generational effort. Embrace multiple generations of family, friends, and community. You will stay engaged in life and build surround sound support to sustain you during your longevity. When you feel the support, it becomes easier to embrace the opportunities that the world has to offer, including new knowledge, skills, and adventures. Chapter 15, Embracing Your Passions Through Lifelong Learning. A new study shows that seniors engaged in artistic pursuits are actually improving their health. But don't pursue creativity simply to produce longevity. Understand that there will be seasons when you're constantly feeding your hunger for knowledge, feeding your creative drive, and cultivating your rock-solid support system. You will also have seasons when you are growing your business and raising your family. May also be seasons when you relax and beat yourself. Maybe you are or have been in hibernation season, like a bear, and are ready to come out of your cave. The important thing is to never hold yourself back from change because you think you are too old. Take the time to think about all the things you would love to experience in your lifetime. You may be overtaken with a desire to do something out of the box. Seizing such moments is what the 100-year lifestyle is all about. When chasing your dreams, think change principle number 2, progress, not perfection. Change principle number 2 is so important. The choice to stay in the game and not let the challenges get you down is crucial to reaching your desired goals. Letting go of past mistakes is very important for your growth and progress. You must accept the challenges that come your way and develop a plan of action. An extreme example of this involved one of my clients. He began coaching with me after he was audited and ended up owing the IRS $200,000 in back taxes. It was simply paralyzing him. The government wanted their money paid back in the amount of $25,000 a quarter for the next 2 years. Unfortunately, he was not producing the income necessary to meet these demands. The problem was not his business, however. The problem was in his mind. He was unable to see the lesson in this experience, how this was the lesson he needed to become financially independent. At first, he was unwilling to change his ways. At 48 years of age, he had not saved any money, and he was smothered by his debt. I instructed him to figure the $200,000 into his overhead, accept his fate, and go to work with a greater sense of purpose than ever before. I got him to see the lesson embedded in this experience. I told him to think of it this way. If this experience teaches you to expand your business by this amount, after 2 years you'll have paid off the IRS and you will have an extra $25,000 a quarter to invest toward your future. That's $100,000 a year. By the time you are 60 years old, you will have accumulated $1 million. Say thank you for the forced lesson and change your life. As of this time, he is well on his way and you can be too. Lifelong learning can make all the difference. Are you ready for your next big thing? Mix it up. What would get you excited about the next phase of your life? Choosing your next big thing will bring incredible passion back into your life. Expose yourself to new and exciting people and bring the little kid inside of you back out again. No matter what your age is today, there is always a new, next big thing to commit yourself to. What will it be for you today? A business, a charity, travel, people you would like to meet. Make a list of the next big things you would like to accomplish or experience in your extended life. Meditate or pray over your list for a few weeks and see if you can gain clarity over what your next big thing is going to be. Commit to it and make it happen. Enjoy the journey along the way. The second you commit to it, your passion will surface and you will feel that youthful energy deep in your gut. You will attract the support you need to make it happen. Embracing change as a part of your lifestyle eliminates the frustration that resisting change can create. Technology, for example, is here to stay. And the one thing that we can be sure of is that there will constantly be new products, services, and ideas that transform the way we live our lives. We are fortunate to grow up in the age of innovation. Over the course of our 100-year lifestyle, we can be sure that this trend will continue. Continue to embrace them with a willingness to learn. What would you like to learn over the next 30, 40, or 50 years of your life? What would you like to become an expert in? Would you like to learn about wine and food? Would you like to learn about different cultures and visit them all? Would it be exciting for you to learn how to build and sell a company? Would you like to learn how to write a book? Maybe you would like to become a master of healthy relationships and learn how to surround yourself with them. There is no time like the present to begin making the changes that you know you need to make and to start setting exciting new goals. Allow your life to progress with one big thing after another, and you will keep that freshness and passion flowing for as long as you are alive. Fresh energy keeps you young. Stress speeds up aging. We have all felt the effects of stress on our bodies during challenging times, and we've all seen how stress causes people to look older. I remember seeing before and after pictures of President Clinton's term in office and thinking to myself how much older he looked. I remember the same was true for President Jimmy Carter and President George Bush. Making lifelong learning a part of your personality that keeps you fresh and minimizes the effects of stress on your body is important to minimize the effects of aging. Once you find an exercise regimen that works for your mind, body, and spirit, stick to it, but also read about and explore the latest advances in exercise and information technology. Once you find an exercise regimen that works for your mind, body, and spirit, stick to it, but also read and explore the latest advances in exercise information and technology. As your goals change up your routines to keep them fresh and in line with your vision. Don't get stuck in a rut of boredom. Change it up. Change is good. Keep your senses stimulated. Science says that we have 5 senses. Intuition is the 6th sense. When your 5 senses are sharp, your 6th is even sharper, and you will rely on this 6th sense your entire lifetime. Throughout your day, connect with every activity that you do. Really smell your food. Feel the cool leather of the easy chair underneath your skin. Feel your chair wrap around your body and nurture your body through your sense of touch and feeling. Hear your environment. Really listen to the background noise in addition to the direct communication that is coming your way from the people in your life. Stimulate your emotion through music. Make music a more important part of your environment. Use fragrances to enhance your environment. Burn candles, potpourri, or cook with different spices. Feel your partner and let them feel you with both your sense of touch and your heart. You will heighten your sense of feeling on every level when you truly connect this way. Sex is an exciting way to stimulate all your senses and keep you young and healthy for an exciting 100 years. When your 5 senses are fresh and on top of their game, your 6th sense will thrive. You will learn to trust your intuition and you will follow your instincts toward your ideal 100-year lifestyle. Customize your personal renewal recipe for your 100-year lifestyle. The purpose of your personal renewal recipe is to help you stay fresh every day and make balance a part of your lifestyle. Balance is critical for your health and overall sense of wellness. When you venture out to tackle your next big, your personal renewal recipe will be a healthy place to come home to and recenter yourself for your next goal. When you achieve balance inside your body, you will find that reflected outside of yourself as well. You make better decisions professionally and personally. Your relationships will improve. You may even find your finances take an upswing. All of a sudden, once dormant areas of your life start to flourish, you begin a hobby or sport that you have spoken about starting for years. Your efforts at work start to receive more recognition. So many of us give so much of ourselves and wonder when it is going to come back. Your personal renewal recipe will provide you with the permanent energy comes back to you system that fills you up with the energy you want and need to continue to give to the world. Likewise, look back at times in your life when you were under a lot of stress. Maybe you had a lot of work pressures, or you are getting through a relationship challenge. Despite your best efforts, can you see the ways that your general state of balance or imbalance filters into other areas? You may have made poor relationship decisions or jumped from one lousy work situation to another. Rather than thriving, we downshift into survival mode when we are living out of balance. Resources feel scarce. You may find yourself being referred to as selfish or self-centered by others, and you may find yourself surrounded by a community of people desperate for things, grasping for love, money, or material possessions. This is a sign of your own internal state. Something in your life is stressing you and keeping you out of balance. Only you can determine the source and correct it. Obviously, you must do more than simply change your mind to change your life. You must make the changes. But the struggle is nevertheless an internal one that can be solved with your commitment to balance yourself with your personal renewal recipe. This is a much better choice than the one to stay stuck and continue to go through life out of balance. While it is impossible to be perfectly balanced all the time, monitor your body for balance and make decisions that support balance. You always want the pendulum to swing back to center. Your way back to center may include prayer or meditation, exercise, nutrition, meaningful work, quality family time, and personal time. Now it is time for you to design your ideal 100-year lifestyle personal renewal recipe. Your personal renewal recipe to program your mind, body, and spirit. Every day you want to strive for balance. When you live in balance, you will connect to the things that really matter to you, and the world will find it harder to pull you off your course. Having a personal renewal recipe that you can rely on will ensure that you start your day healthy, focused, and centered. It will reconnect you in the middle of the day to that same rock-solid center and help you finish your day there as well. Let's take a look at a typical day in a 100-year lifestyle. First hour renewal. What is the first thought, action, or feeling that you have when you start your day? Think about your first thought this morning immediately upon opening your eyes. Did you say to yourself, "I'm glad my eyes opened this morning because the alternative would not be good," or did you moan and groan? A positive first thought, action, and feeling are important to get you on the right track. Ideal first thoughts might be, "I'm going to make today a great day." Another one might be, "I feel younger and healthier today." Another might be, "It feels good to be alive and I will embrace the day. I will create opportunities today where none exists. I will enjoy a relaxing time with my family today." Positive and happy thoughts have been shown to keep people feeling healthy and younger. During that first hour, which you may find becomes your favorite part of the day, take the time to connect with your spiritual self through prayer, meditation, exercise, inspirational reading, stretching, or any other activity that gives you a feeling of renewal. Atlanta, Georgia, my practice got very busy. My office hours were 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. My patients used to laugh at me and joke with me about my two-hour lunch breaks. They would ask me, "What on earth are you doing for those 2 hours?" While I would use some of this for prep work, writing reports, returning calls, and reading through some research, I would also generally take a power nap during this time. This was essential to maintain my own sense of wellness. My patients would pick up on that, and it was essential for sustaining our good relationship. This afternoon siesta made all the difference in the world for me and for them. In many parts of the world, siestas are part of the culture. Everything closes down for 2 hours midday. Our bodies are not designed to be constantly on throughout the day. Siestas allow people to remain fresh in the mornings and in the afternoons. Also, sitting on your tail for 10 hours a day strains your spine, muscles, nervous system, and adrenal glands. It also causes a tremendous amount of stress. This can lead to burnout in a hurry. Taking the midday break, meditating, relaxing our minds and our bodies can keep us at the top of our game. When you get off track with your daily renewal, remember change principle number 2. Change happens one choice at a time. Think progress, not perfection. and get back on track with your next choice. Nighttime renewal. This is a great time to spend time with family and friends, reading inspirational books and literature, reviewing your goals, reviewing the day, preparing for tomorrow, praying, or learning something new. Go to bed after you have tied up loose ends. This creates peace of mind and frees up your energy. Incomplete tasks can pile up and burden you throughout the night, lowering your energy and your capacity to embrace the opportunities and challenges of the day. What would be the ideal way to end your days? Do you like to end your days with a workout or by gathering with your friends or family? To ensure your ideal 100-year lifestyle, it is important that you make choices for how you start and end your days. Rock-solid support comes from knowing how to support yourself, being willing to support others, and being involved with people. It's very important to invest your time in the people and relationships that are important to you. Lifelong learning can be a catalyst for steady growth and companionship. How do you balance it all with so much going on in your life? With quality time living, of course, as you will see in the next chapter. The 100-Year Lifestyle Action Plan for Lasting Change. 1. Support yourself. Treat yourself the way you want to be treated. Set an example for others. Apply the 3 life-changing principles to change the way you support yourself for an ideal 100 years. 2. Commit to your personal renewal recipe. Once you know what works for you, make it a priority and part of your lifestyle. Define your early morning, midday, and nighttime renewal. Don't compromise. 3. Exchange support. Be willing to give the people you love and care about the kind of support that they need, even if it is different from the kind of support that you like for yourself, and be willing to ask for the ideal support that you need from your life partner. 4. Establish surround sound support. Expand your system using the healthcare hierarchy, multiple circles, and multiple generations. Build your awareness of the support system you desire and the people and resources that are already in your life. 5. Balance your support system. If your current support system is great for crisis but empty for quality of life, joy, knowledge, and health, spend time building and nurturing support in these areas. Embrace multiple generations and multiple circles. Step outside your current box. Make the time for the support you want and deserve. 6. Decide what you want to learn over the course of your 100-year lifestyle and take a first action step. Buy a book, enroll in a class, or attend a seminar. Make an appointment with an expert. Choose a mentor. Create a long list, since you will have plenty of time to experience it all. Learning things you are passionate about will add passion to the rest of your life. 7. Sixth-sense your life. Really begin to take notice and appreciate your surroundings with your vision, hearing, touch, taste, and smell, as well as your intuition. This will open you up to fresh ideas and ground you on the foundation upon which you wish to build your ideal 100-year lifestyle.